الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إياكم والحسد فإن الحسد يأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected elders, brothers, ulama, there are two types of amal and deeds. دو قسم کے اعمال ہوتے ہیں. One is ظاہری اعمال, اعمال which we can see, you know, person performing salah, person going in sijda, person in tilawat of Quran, person helping someone, giving someone something. That's called ظاہری اعمال, those اعمال that you can see. And also ظاہری اعمال, the good deeds, and then also the bad deeds. Bad deeds, a person does guna, then you can see that he's doing guna, he's hitting someone, killing someone, thieving. So these amals are ظاہری اعمال which you can see, good deeds and bad deeds. Then there's also amal and deeds which are batin, interior, you cannot see. You cannot see. Someone's doing good, but you cannot see. What does it mean by good? Meaning in your heart, in your mind, you are thinking, you are pondering upon the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum dil mein, dimaag mein ghor kar rahe hain Allah ki sari ni'maton par. Aur dil mein kisi ko keh nahi rahe. Ye bhi ek nek amal hai. Allah mentions in the Quran Kareem, وَيْتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلَقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Those who ponder upon the creation of the heavens and the earth, pondering. You're pondering, you think with your eye, you think with your mind, with your heart. These are batini amal. Also, in your, you have your intention, you haven't done anything yet, but your intention is to do good. I wish I could help this person, I wish I could help this person, I wish I want to do this, I want to, all these good intentions you have. These are batini amal. Us par bhi sawab milta hai. Us par bhi sawab milta hai. That's why Prophet mentions, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. Mu'min کی نیت اس کے عمل سے بھی بہتر ہے, نیت کرنے سے بھی ثواب مل جاتا ہے. اور گناہ کی نیت کر لی لیکن تب تک گناہ نہیں کرتا تب تک گناہ لکھا نہیں جاتا. So you made the intention for guna but you haven't carried it out, because you haven't carried it out then it will not be written down. That's how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And I mentioned this topic before, but it's been some long time. I'm going to recap on it and it will continue. But there's one guna and one sin which is also upon the batin, interior, that you cannot see what a person is thinking. These are bad thoughts, evil thoughts. This is what you call, out of many of them, is one is called hasad, jealousy. Anybody? Ha. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, فَإِنَّ إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدْ, abstain from hasad and jealousy. فَإِنَّ حَسَدْ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبْ. It eats away your good deeds, just like fire eats away wood. Anybody? Ha. One fire is, it blows everything. It comes up and takes everything and destroys everything immediately. One is small, small, aista, and slowly eats away everything. So this hasad that we have, and it continues and continues, slowly it takes away all your good deeds. So all the effort of salah, all the effort of namaz, all the effort of tilawat, all the effort of fasting, everything that we make, slowly that those deeds are taken away, they are eaten away because of this batin illness, this interior illness of hasad and jealousy. So I'm going to talk on four aspects of this actual topic of hasad. One is, what is hasad? What is jealousy? What are the different types? Number three, what are the causes of this? Why does a person get into that feeling of jealousy? And then the fourth is the ilaj, the cure of this also batin illness. Anybody? Ha. Just like there are physical illnesses, there are also spiritual illnesses, ruhani bimariya. And there are cure for these ruhani and spiritual illnesses as well. What is hasad? Someone whom Allah has granted ni'mat, could be a worldly ni'mat, is mashallah wealthy, mashallah Allah has given him fame, Allah has given him name, he's progressing. And because that person is progressing, even in worldly aspect, Allah has granted him so much, his business is booming, he's got a lot of wealth, his family is booming, living a great life. And just by seeing someone having that, it hurts your feelings. It starts getting a bit hot here. The temperature gets a bit high. Now I can't go to the doctors for that, but my temperature is high for that. They're not going to tell you. We go a few doctors here sitting there, but I can't do anything about that. Then you have to go to a spiritual doctor. That is those mashayikh and buzrugs. And then you have to open up. Okay, why is it I always feel my heart is burning when I see someone progressing? Please give me some ilaj. We don't do that anymore. It's very, very important. Anyway, so that is one dunyavi aspect. Even if someone Allah has given deendari, piety, taqwa, their children are pious, he's booming in his deen, he's flourishing, he's progressing, mashallah. And that we cannot see. And because we cannot see that, it's burning in our hearts. Okay? And we just want that ni'mat to be taken away from that person. Whether it's a worldly ni'mat, whether it's a dini ni'mat, we just want it to be taken away. But we can't bear this anymore. Anybody? The reality of jealousy is that actually that person, when he's jealous, he's actually not happy with the decision of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we get progress, me and you, in anything we do, we have achieved some sort of happiness, some sort of success, some sort of achievement, you know, Allah ki taraf se. Allah has granted me and you, Allah has granted you that person that success, Allah has granted. So basically we are saying, because this is how it comes, that, oh Allah, I'm not happy with your distribution. Because Allah Ta'ala distributes everything. So basically we are saying to Allah, why him and not me? Why him and not me? So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us. There's another aspect to this, another type of jealousy. It's not called hasad. It's called in Arabic ghibta. Ghibta is called when you are envious of someone. Meaning, mashallah has granted him, mashallah Allah grant him more. And it's not burning inside. You go, oh Allah grant him more. I'm so happy that my fellow Muslim brother, sister, family, Allah has granted him so much, the flourishing deen and dunya, Allah grant him his business is booming. May Allah grant, I want to help you out even more. If I can help you, I'm so happy to see your success. So to be happy to see someone's success, I go, Allah, you've granted, Allah grant me as well. Allah, the way you have granted him, Allah grant, I want him to flourish. Allah grant me a bit of that as well. That is being envious. That is fine. In Sharia, that is permissible. Not a problem. But the worst level of hasad is when, whether you get that ni'mat or not, you just want that ni'mat from that person taken away. But you don't care whether you get it or not. I don't care about myself. I make sure that person doesn't have it. Why has he got it? And what happens then? We get sleepless nights. Start taking pills. That is affecting our own health, because we keep on looking at other people. So it affects your physical health. It affects your spiritual health. That's why, then not only that, it affects the deen, because now slowly, on one side we're paying our namaz and salah and ibadat and tilawat and so many khatams, but because of this bad illness, unfortunately, all our good deeds are taken away slowly. So on the day of Qiyamah, we come with nothing. Wallah ahad. So I put tahajjud. I did so many khatam of Quran. I did so many this. I did so many that. But you did hasad. And I told you, hasad takes away all your good deeds. You got nothing to your name anymore. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So then the outcome of that hasad, that's even worse. What is the outcome of that hasad? The outcome of that hasad and jealousy is that now when you see someone going through difficulty, that person who is doing hasad of, he's going through difficulty, through pain, through hardship, you feel happy. That's the outcome. It goes to that level. It goes. So you get happy now, I'm happy that doesn't happen. I'm happy that person is destroyed. I'm happy that person is ill. I'm happy that person now has gone down. He was so high, now he's gone down. I'm happy. It happened. That is, these illnesses, just like any physical illness increases and it goes to such a level where infection goes and then the heart affects all the other limbs of the body, this is also affects that. That's why Imam Ghazali rahimahullah mentions that if bukhl and bakhili is bad, kanjusi, being miserly, by withholding something, you don't want to give it to someone, then jealousy is 10 times worse than that. Because he mentions, al-bakhil yabkhalu bima fi aydi. Because a bakhil person doesn't want to part with what he has. He doesn't want to part with what he has. You know, he doesn't want, well, make sure I have it, make sure no one else has it. It's mine. But then he mentions, wal-hasid, يَبْخَلُ بِمَا فِي أَيْدِ اللَّهِ. But a jealous person, he doesn't want other people to have what belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't want other people to have what Allah is going to give to them. He doesn't want, Allah don't give it to them. Allah don't give it to them. Allah gives to whoever He wills. What are the causes of hasad? Why does a person become jealous? You know, that's another topic itself. There are two reasons. One, many other could be, is the love for wealth. Love for wealth, maal, love for dunya. That's why he gets jealous all the time. Which is called hubbe maal. And the other reason is hubbe jah. Power, control, status. That's why he can't bear when other people have it. So these are the causes of it. So when what happens, the outcome of that is that when you see someone progressing, now that particular individual, he's in that fikr and concern, how can I get him down quickly? He's getting too much big for his boots. He's getting too high. Now let's get him down. So constantly he's doing that fikr, that how can I now actually get him down, destroy him, degrade him, how can he be defamed? And that's what happens. Now what's the cure for this? It's a very good cure, mashallah. One cure for this is, remember we all go through this, you know, so don't say, by mashallah, I'm fine and alhamdulillah. We all go through this time and time it comes to us. What our brothers have, what our sisters have, what our families have, why haven't I got it? Shaitan plays, he wants to destroy us. His whole mission is to destroy us physically, spiritually, religiously, so we get close, so we get far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, the ilaj and cure for this is quite cheap, free, right? No need to book an appointment. I'm going to tell you straight away now. These days you can't even get an appointment with the doctors, eh? You have to wait for 2 weeks. Right? I'm going to give you straight away now. Good prescription, write it down. Tasawwur kare, think, imagine how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has so many ni'mats that He has granted us. And imagine, ni'mat of health, ni'mat of wealth, ni'mat of izzat, ni'mat of respect, ni'mat of family, ni'mat of children, ni'mat of work, ni'mat of education, ni'mat of doing something. I'm going to buy all these. A ni'mat of beauty, ni'mat of being strong. So many ni'mats. Just imagine. And how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has distributed all these ni'mats to all human beings differently. How Allah has distributed it. That's through His infinite mercy. If Allah gives someone everything, that's ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah's grace, but it's not the case. Some people Allah grant a lot of health, but they may not have the wealth. Someone Allah Ta'ala grant a lot of education, right? Thinking, talking, but when it comes to labor work, he cannot do it. He cannot do it. Someone may look, apparently look, mashallah, very happy, but in the night he cannot sleep. Apparently he's got everything, but he cannot sleep. On the other hand, apparently he's hardly got any clothing. He looks very fragile and weak. He looks very poor, but he can sleep for 12 hours. And that bed is not even comfy. He's sleeping on the road. All he's getting about 5 pounds, a cup of tea and a breakfast and lunch, and that's it. You go around the town centers, there's so many people like the homeless, but they get a good sleep. So think how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has distributed His ni'mats, subhanAllah, to all of mankind differently. Maybe you thinking that, why haven't I got that? But maybe you've got something which that person doesn't have. It's all about looking at oneself and not looking at others. All about looking at oneself. Don't look at others. May Allah grant, Allah grant them more. MashaAllah. Some people, Allah grants success to people. I'll tell you one reason why. Because they're go-getters. They sacrifice. They do hard work. They don't lazy and sit around doing nothing. They really work hard. They really achieve. They deserve it because he who strives, he will get. Now, we haven't strived. We are too afraid of challenges and taking risks. And therefore, we don't want to be in our comfort zone. Then fine. But there are the others who really work hard. They really prosper. They really work hard in their education. From day and night, they're working hard. Allah grants them success. So Allah Ta'ala also wants to see how badly do we want it. So basically, have this tasawwur that Allah's ni'mat is given to so many people in different ways. That person may have something which I don't have. I may have something which that person doesn't have. Look at what Allah has given me. Don't judge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on 99 things He's given you, and that one thing He hasn't given you, don't judge Allah Subhanahu on that. Always remember, don't judge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on 99 things He's given you and granted you, me and you. Don't judge Allah for that one thing He has not given you. Because it could be, there's another ilaj and tasawwur thing, imagine, what about if Allah did give me that? Allah is infinite mercy, He knows what to give to who and how much. What about if He granted us and we cause more disruption, more disorder, more fitna, more facade? Some people, the money, they cannot digest and they cause more problems. Some people, ilm, knowledge, they cannot digest and they cause more problems. That's why they say half a alim can cause a lot of problems. He's only learned two, three things, he knows everything. And he's causing more fitna. I've read this book, I've read that book, I've read this book. Why? There's a whole course. If a doctor would do that in 2 years, they won't give certificate. He'll kill people. Similarly, that person's going to kill people's iman and Islam. That's why there's a whole course, a syllabus for becoming an alim. There's a whole reason behind that. There's so much tarbiyah involved, knowledge involved, principles involved. Very, very important thing. So when Allah Ta'ala gives this for a reason. So if Allah hasn't given me something, it's for a reason. I will not be able to probably digest it or not be able to utilize it properly. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. May Allah give us the tawfiq. And have this cure in process. Be happy for everyone. And what Allah Ta'ala has granted me, I'm happy, I'm content with that. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Just a couple of quick announcements, inshallah. The first announcement is, inshallah, as we're all aware, subhanAllah, the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Gaza is relentless. 18 months in, really, there's not many words to be said. But what not many of you will be aware is that actually the drones that are attacking our brothers and sisters and our children in Gaza, the engines for those drones are built right here in the Walsall postcode in Shenstone, just outside of Aldridge. Tomorrow, there is a national demonstration against this arms factory at 2 o'clock. It's in Shenstone, which is just the other side of Aldridge, between Aldridge and Lichfield. All brothers and everybody is encouraged to attend that. It's not far away. It's only a 15-minute drive from Walsall. Let's show our support and let them know that we can't have these death factories in our borough, in our town, which are killing many, many innocent civilians. So that's tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Shenstone. Everybody is encouraged to attend that, inshallah. The second announcement is, alhamdulillah, on Sunday, Our youth have organized a barbecue for their with fundraising for the youth initiative that they're moving forward with, inshallah. That's on Sunday after Dhuhr Salah in the car park behind the masjid. So for that day, the car park, that car park will be out of bounds. This is a brothers only event, and all brothers are encouraged to attend and get your gourmet burgers and support the fundraising efforts of our youngsters. Jazakallah khairan. Salaam.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله أهل الحمد والثناء المتفرد بدائرة الكبرياء المتوحد بصفات المجد والعلاء المؤيد صفة الأولياء بقوة الصبر على السراء والزراء والشكر على البلاء والنعماء وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وعلى آله سادة الأصفياء وعلى أصحابه قادة البرة الأتقياء صلى الله عليه وسلم محروسة بالدوام عن الفناء ومسونة بالتعاقب عن التصرف والإنقزاء أما بعد فإن الإيمان نصفان نصف صبر ونصف شكر فما أشد الاعتناء بهما ومعرفة فضلهما ليتصرف بهما الفكر وقد قال الله تعالى إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب وقال تعالى وسيجزي الله الشاكرين وقال تعالى واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين وقال تعالى واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجب للمؤمن إن أصابه خير حمد الله وشكر وإن أصابته مصيبة فحمد الله وصبر
فالمؤمن يوجر في كل أمره حتى في اللقمة يرفعها إلى إمرأته. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الله تعالى قال: يا عيسى إني باعث من بعدك أمة إذا أصابهم ما يحبون حمد الله وإن أصابهم ما يكرهون احتسبوا وصبروا ولا حلم ولا عقل. وقال: يا ربي كيف يكون هذا لهم ولا حلم ولا عقل؟ قال: أوطيهم من حلمي وعلمي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الطائم الشاكر بمنزلة الصائم الصابر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن العبد إذا سبقت له من الله منزلة فلم يبلغها بعمله ابتلاه في جسده أو في ماله أو في ولده ثم صبره على ذلك حتى يبلغ المنزلة التي سبقت له من الله عز وجل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم تر أن الفلك تجري في البحر بنعمة الله ليريكم من آياته إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله استعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشد في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدق محيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فأضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. والسلطان ذل الله في الأرض من أهان سلطان الله في الذي أهانه الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل توثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا محمد ما عليه وسلم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ألف لام الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.